This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. I hope that you're well today. I like the old story of a group of Christians, this is centuries ago in Scotland, who were being chased by their persecutors, and they just had enough. They were running and finally exhausted, and as they reached a small hill separating them from their enemies, their leader, and his name was Old Saunders, said, "Let us pray here, for if the Lord doesn't hear our prayer, we're all dead men." And then he prayed, "Spin them about the hill, O Lord, and throw your cloak about us." And before Old Saunders finished this quaint old prayer, do you know what happened? A mist rose around the hill and wrapped itself around this group. True, in vain, their enemies tried to find them, couldn't find them because of the mist, and God had hidden them from view. Now we can find a story like that very moving and, as I say, very quaint, but so often we fail to believe that God can actually do things like that. God can create supernatural things like that and change the situation that we face through prayer. A man visited his minister and he was having a bit of a whinge. He was complaining that as he grew older, he was getting farther and farther away from God. He just felt that he was not making contact with God. And so his minister friend said, "Well, look, how often do you pray?" "Oh," he said, "I don't have any time for that." Well, there's your answer. The fact is, if you're too busy to pray, you are in fact too busy. So I think in talking about the miracle of prayer, one thing we've got to realize is that our prayers are not always answered in the way we expect. I think that you probably know that. Frequently, we try to read the mind of God. We work out a situation, we believe we know the answer, and when things don't happen the way that we expect or hope for, we can actually fall into this trap of saying, "Well, God doesn't bother. He doesn't hear my prayers." The truth is that God changes things through prayer, and God changes us through prayer as well. As a little girl, Amy Carmichael, who was the renowned missionary to India, she wanted blue eyes because she didn't like her brown eyes. And you know, she even asked God in a prayer to give her blue eyes. And after praying for blue eyes one night, this little girl, Amy, went to sleep. The next morning, she woke up, got out of bed, rushed to the mirror to have a look if God had answered her prayers, only to find that her eyes were still brown. But even in that very simple illustration, God knows best. Because you know, when Amy Carmichael grew up into adulthood, the eyes that she wanted changed as a child became the means of her saving many Indian children from death. Because with brown eyes, Amy passed for an Indian. They thought she was Indian. Amazing, isn't it? God, through prayer, changes us in many ways, from being selfish to unselfish. Without a strong prayer life, how can we really reflect the image of God? No one can reflect the image of Christ unless we keep in touch through prayer. So through prayer, God does something really special. He enlarges our life. He brings comfort. And there are those days, I guess, when you've had lonely days, and God is there as a support. He gets us through the dark days when we connect with him in prayer. We call this an act of fellowship. I think we tend to forget that prayer is primarily God speaking to us and not us speaking to God, because it's true. We find God in prayer. He's always there. Often we think we know best. We walk our own way. But when things go wrong, it's, I guess, a natural inclination to turn to God for help. But I think the smart way to live is to seek God first and say, "Lord, I seek your direction." Isn't it true? We've got to be careful what we pray for. Too long we've seen prayer as something that we want to get from God rather than being a key ingredient of living with him. It's that instrument. Prayer is an instrument that God uses to mold us into his will. And then, of course, making contact with our Lord Jesus Christ. So in prayer, we can reach out to a world where people are in need. We can pray for other people. It's a wonderful thing to know that you might have a prayer list and that you can ask God to bless people in a special way. Well, Lord, we know that you've loved us from eternity without any conditions. Lord, we can pray for others. Help us to grow in our love and concern in prayer. I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.